USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr, a no-show to a U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. And now the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr refusing to testify because Democrats were requiring that he answer the questions of staff lawyers as well as members on the committee. Republicans on the panel lashing out at Democrats, especially Chairman Jerry Nadler for that, and Republican Doug Collins says it's just one example of minority voices on the committee being silenced by Nadler.
The question that bothered me the most yesterday is we got time, we got to get on to another bill. Timing does not trump minority rights, and there's not a member on this dais that should say it's not. And freshman members or anybody else who's here for the first time, that's not how this committee works.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, essentially unchanged, says the government. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
In Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for escalated strikes to force disputed President Nicolas Maduro out of power, as Maduro was holding on to power by a thread. The United States is supporting the opposition leader, but hasn't promised military action. Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott says he wishes it would.
I went down there and I went to Cucuta, and your just heart goes out to him. I talked to school children that they had to cross a river. That day the water was up to their chest. You know, these little girls, they're walking by themselves a couple hours to get over there because there's a school they get to go to and they get food. Went to a food kitchen where USAID pays for it, 5,000 meals. It's the only meal.
He spoke on Fox News. Meanwhile, Maduro has the support of Russia, China, and Cuba. The Federal Reserve ends a policy meeting without raising interest rates. In fact, it's indicated it may hold them steady for an extended period of time. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.